The next patient is David Wilson, W-I-L-S-O-N. David, my name is Dr. Oliveros. I'm dictating on July the 30th of 2024. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage four. The patient has a history of diabetes mellitus, arterial hypertension, hyperlipidemia, obesity. That is most likely the explanation for the nephrosclerotic process. He developed some proteinuria, and for that reason we decided to start the patient on SGLT2 inhibitor. The patient has had a laboratory workup done on July the 20th, 2024, with a serum creatinine of 2.82 milligrams per deciliter, BUN of 39, and estimated GFR of 23 mLs per minute. Has remained stable. The proteinuria, the protein creatinine ratio is 441, which is less than in the prior determinations, and the albumin creatinine ratio is 278. At the present time, the patient is stable. I am not going to increase the dose of the SGLT2 inhibitor. We are going to continue the observation. Following number, the patient has the type 2 diabetes, and this diabetes has been very well under control once the kidney function was kidney dysfunction was established. Following number, arterial hypertension, that is under control. Following number, the patient underwent a EGD that was consistent with the watermelon stomach. He has been placed on pantoprazole. We are going to monitor the kidney function once the patient starts taking the pantoprazole. And this is a situation in which we are confronted with the multiple angiodysplasia in the stomach with bleeding versus a chronic kidney disease. It's a catch-22. We will follow. Following number, the patient has normocytic, normochromic anemia, most likely associated to the angiodysplasia in the stomach. Following number, benign prostatic hyperplasia without major symptoms. Following number, hyperlipidemia. Following number, the patient has a remote history of cerebral infarction, and he has a history of gout without any relapses. We are going to reevaluate this case in 3 months with laboratory workup. The patient was given instruction to call us immediately if he develops any symptoms that could suggest the presence of the compensation from the kidney disease. The patient was explained about those symptoms. I spent 10 minutes reviewing the lab in the face-to-face, 20 minutes in the documentation, 7 minutes.